Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome to The Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. Today, we're going deep into the entrepreneurial world at the University of Florida. We're going to be looking at their programs, their research, you know, how they're impacting the Gainesville economy.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. So you shared with me a whole bunch of information focusing on the Warrington College of Business.
Right.
Particularly how they approach entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So what we really want to do is, you know, go through all this and try to paint a clear picture. How is UF supporting startups in these cutting edge technologies?
Well, I think that, you know, the first thing that really jumps out at you looking at the Warrington College of Business is their commitment to entrepreneurship education.
Yeah.
It's not just like a side thing they do.
Right.
It's really baked into
that integrated, yeah,
a lot of what they offer.
So let's talk about their Master of Science in Entrepreneurship program, the MSE. This is a one-year program.
Right.
It's on campus, and it's open to people from any background, any major.
Yeah, you don't have to have a business degree to apply.
If you want to be an entrepreneur, this is something you can do.
Exactly.
And it seems like they really cover a lot of bases in this program.
Yeah, they do.
They've got, you know, assessing opportunities, feasibility studies, using lean startup methodologies,
yeah,
business plan development, entrepreneurial leadership, and how to get funding.
It's a very comprehensive curriculum. I think one of the things that's really interesting is the way they bring together students from different backgrounds.
Right.
You know, you've got people who might be coming from engineering, mm-hmm, or the arts or the humanities even.
Right.
And they're all coming together with this shared interest in entrepreneurship.
Right.
And that can create some really unique and innovative ideas.
I mean, that's really the basis of innovation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cross-pollination of ideas.
Bringing together, you know, different perspectives and skill sets.
Yeah, and the lean startup methodology. That's something we've talked about on the show before.
Yeah.
It's really becoming more and more important.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all about, you know, being efficient, being able to pivot quickly,
mm-hmm,
testing your assumptions.
Testing, yeah.
And that's essential in today's rapidly changing business environment.
For sure, for sure. They also have a real focus on experiential learning, I've noticed.
Yes, absolutely.
So they've got this thing called Gator Nest, which allows students to actually work with startups.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for students to get real-world experience. You know, they're not just sitting in a classroom. They're actually going out and working with companies.
And advising them.
Consulting, yeah.
Yeah, and collaborating with them.
Yeah.
Then they've got this other program, the Integrated Technology Venture Program.
Yes.
Which actually partners students in business, law, and engineering. And their focus is to bring UF technology to market. So, you know, research is being done at UF.
Yeah.
And how do we get that out into the world, basically?
Yeah, and you need a team with, you know, different skills to be able to do that effectively.
For sure, for sure. And then they also have this Lean Entrepreneurship Accelerator Program.
Right.
Which is providing early stage funding and incubation for student ventures.
Yeah, this is huge for student entrepreneurs. You know, they're getting the support they need to actually launch their businesses.
Yeah.
It's not just about writing a business plan.
Right.
It's about actually getting it off the ground.
And you need help with that.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're just starting out.
Yeah.
Now, they also have this Entrepreneurship and Innovation Center.
Yes, that's kind of a central hub for entrepreneurship at UF.
Right.
They teach, they coach, they inspire students. Mm. And it's not just focused on startups.
Right.
They also look at social entrepreneurship, corporate innovation.
Right, right. So they're working with, you know, over 2,000 students every year.
Yeah, huge impact.
Huge impact, yeah.
Through courses, programs, speakers, workshops.
And every graduate student, this is interesting, at UF has the option to earn a graduate minor in entrepreneurship.
Yeah, it's not just for business students.
Okay.
It's for anyone who wants to develop that entrepreneurial mindset.
It's really a university-wide initiative.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's a physical space, right, for all this.
Yeah, the Jeff Gold Experiential Learning Laboratory. Yes. It houses a bunch of different things. You've got Gator Nest.
Right.
You've got the Gator Hatchery. That's a student incubator.
Right.
And Idea Gators, which is a co-working space.
So they're really creating this hub for student entrepreneurship.
Yeah, it's a place where students can come together, connect, collaborate,
right.
get support, get resources.
Resources, exactly.
It's a really valuable resource.
They also have, they're not just focused on Gainesville. They have co-curricular programs where they're actually consulting with entrepreneurs in South Africa.
Yeah, that's really interesting. They're helping disadvantaged entrepreneurs in South Africa, which is, you know, it's a great way to give back.
Right.
It's also a great learning experience for the students.
And then locally, they have partnerships in Gainesville as well.
Yes, they're really embedded in the local community.
And then they also have this $40,000 big idea competition.
Right. This is a great opportunity for students to, you know, pitch their ideas.
Yeah.
Potentially get some funding to get their ventures off the ground.
Yeah. I mean, $40,000, that's a good chunk of change to get started with.
It's not insignificant. Yeah.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have, it seems like two master's programs.
Right.
They have the MSc, but they also have the Thomas S. Johnson Entrepreneurship Master's Program.
Yeah, this is a specialized program.
Right.
It's a little bit different than the MSc.
And it's interesting because they also, they have a lot going on for undergraduates as well.
Yeah, they do.
For example, within their BABO General Studies program,
mm-hmm.
they actually have a specialization in entrepreneurship.
Right.
And they have very interesting kind of goal with this specialization, which is they want to instill entrepreneurship as a life philosophy.
Yeah, it's not just about, you know, starting a business.
Right.
It's about, you know, thinking entrepreneurially,
right.
no matter what you do in life.
Right. So they focus on 13 entrepreneurial competencies.
Yeah.
Which range from, you know, recognizing opportunities to managing risk, leveraging resources.
Yeah.
Solving problems and building networks.
So these are skills that are going to be valuable, you know,
across the board,
whether you're starting a business or not.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you're working in a large company.
For sure.
If you're working in a nonprofit.
Right.
These are all valuable skills.
Yeah. And they require 12 credit hours of upper level courses, 3,000, mm-hmm. 4,000 level to get this specialization.
So it's a significant commitment, but it's, you know,
it's a real specialization.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. And undergraduates also have the option of doing a minor in entrepreneurship as well.
Right. So there's different levels of engagement you can have depending on your interest.
Yeah. Now let's dive back into that MSc program for a minute.
Okay.
I understand it's structured in different tracks, right?
Yeah, they have two main tracks. They have a launcher track
right.
and an innovator track.
Right.
So the launcher track is really designed for students who want to start a company immediately after graduation.
Right, right. So that's really cool.
They get automatic admission to the hatchery.
A hatchery, right.
Which is the incubator.
Yep.
And their coursework is very much focused on, you know, building a functional business, you know, by the time they graduate.
By the time they graduate, yeah.
And then the goal is to transition them into the innovation hub.
Wow.
So they have a clear pathway from the program to actually launching a business.
Yeah.
And then the innovator track, that's designed for students who maybe don't want to start their own company right away,
right.
but they want to work in startups or high growth companies.
Mm.
So the curriculum for that track is more focused on, you know, management skills, entrepreneurial mindset,
mm-hmm.
consulting skills.
So again, kind of like that life philosophy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
That entrepreneurial mindset.
It's about being adaptable.
Right.
Being able to solve problems, think creatively.
Right.
Being able to work in a fast-paced environment.
For sure. And regardless of which track you're on, you know, in the MSc,
yeah.
you're required to do some real-world work.
Absolutely, yeah. They have a big emphasis on field experience.
So they're actually doing startup consulting.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through a business launch process.
Yeah.
And then they're also doing an immersion trip to either Silicon Valley or Silicon Hills.
Yeah, right. So they get to see firsthand, you know, what's happening in those leading entrepreneurial ecosystems.
Yeah, I mean, that's really valuable.
It's an incredible opportunity, yeah.
To actually be there.
Yeah, to meet people, to network, to see how things are done.
Exactly.
It's a great way to kind of broaden their horizons.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner, whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond. We have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's venture coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
Now, recognizing that not everyone can just pick up and move to Gainesville.
Right.
The MSE is actually available online as well.
Yes, that's right.
So they have both an online option and an on-campus option.
And the online program is very similar to the on-campus program.
Right.
It's designed to be completed in about a year.
Right.
And it's very flexible for working professionals.
Oh, which is huge, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people who are interested in entrepreneurship,
yeah,
they already have jobs. They already
yeah.
have families.
Right.
They can't just, you know, drop everything and move to Gainesville.
Right.
So this online option really opens up the program.
Yeah, makes it accessible.
To a wider audience, yeah.
And then if you are a UF student mm-hmm. and you're already thinking about getting your master's,
yeah.
they have a combined bachelor's, master's option in entrepreneurship.
Right. This is a great way for students to, you know, save some time,
yeah.
save some money.
Damn money.
They can start taking graduate courses while they're still an undergrad
right.
and apply up to 12 credits towards both degrees.
So that's huge.
Yeah, it's a real advantage.
Yeah, so we've covered the entrepreneurship programs pretty extensively.
Yeah.
But UF and particularly Warrington College of Business
mm-hmm.
are also really big on research and technological advancement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Particularly in analytics and artificial intelligence.
Yes, these are areas where they're really investing a lot of resources.
Right, and they've integrated analytics and AI throughout the business curriculum.
Yeah, it's not just a separate department or a few specialized courses, really woven into the fabric of the business school.
It's part of the DNA, yeah.
Exactly.
And it's shaping how they're creating courses.
Mm.
And obviously, you know, having a big impact on career readiness for their grads.
Yeah, because these are the skills that employers are looking for.
Right.
You know, we're living in a data-driven world.
Right.
Every company needs people who can analyze data.
Right, right. And they're giving students access to these really cutting-edge analytics and modeling tools.
Yeah.
Including, you know, open source programs like Python and R.
Right. These are the industry standard tools.
Which are used by, you know, huge companies all over the world.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're really preparing students for the real world.
Yeah, they're learning the skills that they're going to need to be successful on the job market.
And this focus on AI isn't just limited to the business school, right?
Oh, not at all.
UF actually has a university-wide initiative
mm-hmm.
to advance and apply AI
mm-hmm.
across all of their academic pursuits.
Yeah, so they're recognizing that AI is not just a technology.
It's a
transformative force.
It's going to impact everything.
It's going to impact every field, every industry.
Right, right.
So they're really trying to be at the forefront of that.
Yeah, and within the Warrington College of Business, they have over 40 faculty members.
Wow.
Who have research or teaching interests in analytics and AI.
That's a lot of expertise.
That's a lot of brain power.
Yeah, absolutely.
Focused on these very, very important topics.
Yeah, it shows that they're really committed to, you know, building a strong foundation in these areas.
Right.
They're not just, you know, dipping their toes in the water.
Right, right.
They're really diving in.
Now, one of their faculty members, Jim Hoover.
Yeah.
Has extensive experience in analytics, machine learning,
mm-hmm.
AI forecasting, operations research.
He's a real expert in the field.
Yeah. He's also founded multiple businesses.
Yeah.
And managed a large IT consulting practice.
Right. So he's not just an academic. He's got real world experience.
Yeah. So his current research is focused on the integration of AI in business and big data privacy.
Yeah. These are two really critical issues.
Yeah.
You know, how do we use AI responsibly?
Right.
How do we protect people's privacy?
In this age of, you know, big data.
Exactly. Yeah.
They also offer continuing education courses in AI.
Right. So it's not just for students who are enrolled in degree programs.
Right.
They're also offering courses for professionals.
Who want to kind of upskill.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And these courses range from one-hour introductory sessions all the way up to 15-hour hybrid courses that lead to these micro-credentials.
Yeah, so there's something for everyone, depending on, you know, your level of interest and your time commitment.
Exactly.
It's a great way to kind of get started in AI or to, you know, deepen your knowledge.
Now, another program they offer that's relevant here is the Master of Science in Information Systems and Operations Management, or MSISM. And this program is specifically preparing students for this age of analytics, AI, and machine learning.
Exactly, because these technologies are transforming the way businesses operate.
Hmm.
So, you know, companies need people who understand these technologies and can apply them effectively.
Right.
And that's what this program is all about.
And a key component of the program is the Business Analytics Practicum.
Yes.
Where students are working on real-world projects with actual businesses and organizations.
Yeah. So they're getting that hands-on experience.
Exactly.
They're working on real problems.
Yeah. It's not just theoretical.
Exactly. It's very practical.
Now, UF has also established a public-private partnership with NVIDIA.
Right.
Which is enhancing their AI research capabilities.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah.
NVIDIA is a leading company in AI.
Yeah.
And this partnership is giving UF access to, you know, cutting-edge AI training and tools.
So it's really taking their research to the next level.
Absolutely.
And all of this is being supported by the Business Analytics and Artificial Intelligence Center.
Yes. That's the center that's really driving a lot of the AI initiatives at UF.
Right.
They're supporting education. They're supporting research. Mm-hmm. They're really trying to foster collaboration in these areas.
So, you know, they hosted a workshop on AI governance.
Right.
Sponsored by the National Science Foundation.
Yeah. This is an important topic. You know, as AI becomes more powerful.
Right.
We need to think about the ethical implications.
Right.
The policy implications.
Right. So UF is really, you know, stepping up and taking a leadership role in these conversations.
Absolutely.
And even their Fisher School of Accounting is emphasizing research.
Yeah. Research is important in every field.
Yeah. And they view it as contributing to the intellectual capital of students and faculty and also, you know, helping to address current and future problems in the field of accounting.
Exactly. You know, accounting is changing rapidly. With the advent of new technologies, with the changing regulatory landscape.
Right.
So it's important to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And research is a key part of that.
We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a seasoned founder, retired executive, or industry leader with expertise to share? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we're building Florida's Venture Coast, a hub for innovation and high-growth startups. And we need your talent. Join us as a mentor, advisor, or collaborator. Help shape the next wave of scalable startups. Guide entrepreneurs through pivotal moments and stay connected to the excitement of venture creation. Whether you're offering insights, joining an advisory board, or getting hands-on with ideation, your experience can make a lasting impact. Be part of something bigger. Together, we'll create thriving ventures and a vibrant ecosystem right here in Southwest Florida. Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us and start building Florida's Venture Coast.
Okay, so we've looked at their entrepreneurship programs, their research, especially in AI and analytics.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the impact.
Okay.
What impact are all of these activities having on the local economy?
Well, I think one of the most obvious impacts is, you know, they're equipping graduates with the skills to launch and sustain innovative businesses.
Right.
So this can lead to new businesses being created in the Gainesville area, which creates jobs.
And an economic driver, yeah.
Absolutely.
And specifically the MSE program.
Mm-hmm.
With that Gator Nest component where they're consulting with area startups.
Yeah.
Seems to be, you know, directly supporting that local entrepreneurial ecosystem.
Yeah. They're providing valuable assistance to startups. They're
right.
helping them to grow and scale.
Right.
And that can have a ripple effect throughout the economy.
And the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Center is also forming partnerships within Gainesville. So again, you know, connecting the university with the broader community.
Yeah, it's not just about, you know, the university operating in isolation. They're really trying to be a part of the community.
And contribute,
And contribute to the economic development of the region.
Now, this emphasis on analytics and AI
mm-hmm.
is also really important, right?
Yeah.
because it's preparing graduates for these highly sought after roles.
Exactly. These are the jobs of the future.
Right.
These are the jobs that are going to be in high demand.
Right.
So by producing graduates with these skills,
mm-hmm.
UF is helping to attract and retain talent in the region,
right.
which is, you know, essential for economic growth.
Yeah. And then we have programs like the Integrated Technology Venture Program.
Yeah.
Which is focused on commercializing
mm-hmm.
UF technology
mm-hmm.
that could lead to the development of new businesses.
Absolutely.
New industries.
You know, if you can take a technology that's been developed in the lab
right.
and turn it into a successful commercial product,
yeah.
that can have a huge economic impact.
Huge.
It can create jobs. It can attract investment.
And they're assisting, you know, a ton of student ventures.
Yeah.
Over 300 in the 2022-2023 academic year.
That's incredible.
So, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurial activity going on.
Yeah, there's a real buzz.
Right.
There's a real energy.
And that's going to have a positive effect on the economy.
Absolutely, yeah.
No doubt about it.
All these new businesses, all these new ideas.
And finally, you know, having this strong business school,
mm-hmm.
this vibrant entrepreneurship ecosystem
yeah.
at UF, I think enhances the reputation of Gainesville.
Absolutely.
Makes it a more attractive place for investment in a way.
Yeah, makes it a place where people want to be.
Right.
Where businesses want to locate.
Right.
Where talent wants to move to.
Yeah.
So it's a real win-win.
It's a win-win, yeah. So it's clear that the Warrington College of Business, and really UF as a whole, is a real driver of entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
And they're really pushing forward these technological advancements, particularly in AI and analytics.
Yeah, they're doing some really impressive work.
And they have all these programs.
Mm-hmm.
They range from specialized master's degrees to undergraduate specializations.
Right.
And they're really focused on not just giving students the skills they need.
Yeah.
But really instilling that entrepreneurial mindset.
That's important.
And they're engaged with local startups.
Mm-hmm.
They're forming these community initiatives.
Right.
So they're really having a tangible, measurable impact
yeah.
on the economy of Gainesville.
And they're setting an example.
Yeah.
For other universities.
Right.
For other regions.
Right.
You know, this is a model that can be replicated.
So as we, you know, look ahead,
mm-hmm.
you know, what opportunities does this robust ecosystem create for the broader Suncoast region?
That's a great question.
You know, how can these models be, you know, explored further, potentially adapted?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential there.
I think so, too.
For other regions to learn from what UF is doing.
Yeah, something to think about.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
And thanks to our listeners.